Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brendasia. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. I guess this morning where you are.
It is.
I want to help you explain. I mean, what I ordered for this amount. I've got a activity alert from my credit card, and I don't write. You know, didn't write down everything as far as what my receipt was or what the item is or whatever.
Yes, sir, I'm more than happy to assist you with that. May I have your first and last name?
Richard. It's Mastrangelo.
Thank you so much. And do you mind verifying your address for me?
51 Pram Court, North Augusta, South Carolina, 29841.
Thank you. And do you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I review your account?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, sir, so it looks like on the 23rd of this month, you paid shipping and handling for a drone. Do you recall that?
Shipping and handling for a drone?
Yes, 825.
What did they put, five?
I'm sorry?
Oh, okay, say that.
I'm just trying to verify that you did order the drone. Well, you paid shipping and handling for it.
But how many drones was it?
I'm just verifying that you did.
Verifying that I did.
Did you pay $825 for shipping and handling of a free drone?
Yes. Well, how much was the drone?
Sir, it was free, but I'm trying to verify that you did pay the shipping and handling for it.
Well, the shipping and handling is $67 and something?
Sir, the shipping and handling was $825. Before I proceed with this conversation, I need to know if you were the one to purchase the drone, sir.
No, just cancel that, whatever.
Did you? I can't. If you didn't do it, sir, I have to transfer over to our fraud department.
Okay, I'll take care of it on my end. You can't tell me anything more about that. What it was for, huh? I didn't get a receipt anywhere.
Sir, I'm so not understanding. I'm trying to go over it with you, sir, but I need to know if you were the one to purchase the drone or not, because if you didn't make this transaction for the $825, I'll have to transfer you over to fraud.
Oh, are you only taking care of the $825?
No,
is what
sir.
You're saying?
All of it is connected together, but before I proceed to tell you what it is, I need to know if you were the one to purchase a drone for $825.
Okay, yes.
Okay. So when you made that purchase and you paid $825, in the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page, it stated that it was going to enroll you into our Factory Direct Savings Club.
Oh, okay. So the drone was free, $825 is the thing. And the other, you charged me for the other stuff in the bottom?
Yes, sir. That was stated.
Yeah, I never checked none of that stuff.
You didn't have to check it, sir. It was in the terms and conditions because the drone comes from the Factory Direct Savings Club.
That's how you get you. Okay. Just cancel the whole thing.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second.
Cancel the drone and everything.
Okay, sir, your subscription is canceled. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Okay, will that get refunded?
Sir, due to the fact that it was stated in the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page, it is a valid charge, but as a courtesy, I can't offer you 35% back of that charge.
I did. Does it give you 30 days?
30 days for what?
30 days to use it or whatever before they charge you?
You get the drawing for free, but for the membership and the terms and conditions, it stated that you had 72 hours to call and cancel before you're actually charged for the membership.
Gosh. How much do they charge for a membership?
The charge of $67 is the membership price.
How much was it?
$67.32.
That was the whole charge, and that includes the shipping.
The shipping for what, sir?
Okay. You charged me. The drone was free.
Yes, the shipping and handling for the drone was $8.25. The membership that comes with the drone is $67.32.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't order that thing there.
It was in
okay.
The...
All right, I'm going to go back with my credit card and just, you know, knock that out, okay? Cause
okay,
I just
sir, if
that.
You do... It, okay, sir. I do understand, but just to give you a heads up, if you do go to your bank and try to dispute it, they will give us a call to verify because, you know, in every dispute, they have to do an investigation. In their investigation, they will call us to verify that it was in the terms and conditions, and we will provide them with the website that you were on, and they will see that it was in the terms and conditions, and they will not dispute it for you, so that means you will not get a refund at all. Now, as a courtesy, because you may have overlooked the terms and conditions, I can't offer you 50% back.
You can offer me how much back?
50% back of that charge.
Okay, just do it that way then.
Okay, so it'll be back in your account within 3 to 5 days.
How many?
3 to 5.
Oh, okay. All right, that'd be 50% of that?
Mm-hmm.
$32, something like that.
Yes, sir, $33.66.
Did you send me an email?
No, sir, I can't send out emails.
Okay, did I go back to my Barclays account?
Hey, whatever account.
Credit card.
Was, yeah, whatever account it was took from, it'll go back.
Okay. All right, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.